Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Sandspence Radio, Charlie is our favorite Weasley. Hey, today's episode is brought to you by Adam Carnevale. You're handsome, Adam. Hey guys, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Eaters. We ask important questions like, what are the ethical dilemmas of Azkaban?
I don't have a problem with Azkaban.
What do you mean you don't have a problem with Azkaban?
It's a good way to keep wizards in check.
You've got... But is there a trial to go to Azkaban?
Yeah, either or. Because it's a good place. They're wizards.
Okay, so... But
Okay, with the trial thing, let's get this down straight off. Sometimes there is a trial, because it's a Ministry of Magic shit.
Yes.
Yeah. And I'm fairly sure there is trials there.
Oh, yeah, they send... Yeah.
David, but sometimes... No trials.
Yeah, Hagrid just gets sent on a whim. They're like, hey, we think you may be killing kids off to Azkaban.
Was there a trial just off screen, off page, we just didn't see it?
Nope, they're pretty much like, straight to Azkaban with you. And he's like, damn it, Azkaban, I hate Azkaban.
I'm just trying to think in terms of real prisons. Is that like maximum security and there's like a minimum security?
It's maximum security, but it has very terrible security.
It's Azkaban.
It's easy to break out of.
Yeah, but Azkaban exists on, it's like a rock in the middle of the sea.
Yep.
They chucked Azkaban on it.
That'd be really hard to escape from if you weren't a wizard.
Yes.
But true. You see, it's a wizard prison.
It's like Alcatraz, but with Dementors.
Yeah, okay, but you're forgetting that what we're locking up here are like wizards, and we're not just talking like run-of-the-mill Harry Potter piece of shit wizards. These are like...
The boy who lived...
Yeah, these are like your fuck off, brutal. These are the serial killers of the wizard world. So
they're the grown up Slytherins.
Yeah. All I'm saying is that with wizards of that caliber, you need a pretty brutal place to keep them.
Okay.
Better. Where are you? Okay. Say Azkaban off the table, and I'm a wizard and I've killed thousands, literally thousands. I'm one of the most powerful wizards it's ever been.
All right. Well,
where are you putting me?
Literally in the ocean.
So we've captured you.
So you're drowning me? Yeah, you caught me.
All right.
I'm in chains. I'm in wizard chains.
Cool. So I've broken your wand.
That's the noise I make.
Okay. So I'm grabbing your wand and breaking that.
Okay.
Damn.
Wands are very easy to break.
Rats.
Yeah, they really are. Like
Elder wand, most powerful wand in all of the world. Snap, throw in a lake.
Yeah. Do you have wizarding powers without a wand?
Yes, some wizards do, and I'm that powerful that I can.
Okay.
Oh, I'm out of chains. Wizarded myself out of the chains.
Well, hang on. That's different, because even if they were taking you to Azkaban...
House elves are more powerful than wizards, right?
Correct.
That's a thing, yeah?
I'm nodding at you, Lucia, because yes, and you look skeptical.
So
I'm looking at you confused because you're nodding at me.
You put on a pair of skepticals. Okay. I can see that.
So I'm going to have
yes.
a bunch of... House, can I steal you? Can I like the sort of Wheel of Time thing? Wheel of Time. It's another fantasy series where they can basically the wizards of that world they can be stilled, as in like they cut off from the magic source. Can you cut someone off from the magic?
I don't think so. I think it's pretty innate. Not without killing me.
Mm.
Yep.
I'm gonna kill you then.
Nope. Not on the table.
Damn it.
Where are you putting me? I'll tell you where. Azkaban.
Really? Because how are you getting to Azkaban? Because you just said you broke out of your wizarding chains.
It's because you took too long to decide where I went.
Even if we were like, you're going to Azkaban.
Is there an encasing?
Wizards can fucking teleport as well.
But is there an encasing spell?
No.
Put you in
what
stasis?
You're probably looking for is like a paralysis spell.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I'm going to put you like in
Don't they use a
Minority Report.
I'm trying to point out how much trouble you're having getting me to the prison.
Yeah.
Which wasn't even the question.
Minority Report, when they kind of like put them in stasis and put them
Wheel
in
of
like
Time,
a...
Minority Report, not neither Harry Potter.
Harry Potter. I know. But like in
hey,
Minority Report.
Hey, is Harry Potter the Lord of the Rings?
But like in Minority Report, where they sort of put them in stasis and put them in like a tube or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So something like that. Paralysis you.
Yes.
So you're paralyzed.
Oh, gee.
One of the deadly
Hot
curses,
dog.
One of the three, you could use
excruciate to torture me to prison.
That's mean.
No.
We're better than that, Dusha.
No.
The puppet one? Crucius?
Yeah.
That's not, is it? Crucius? Whatever. Yeah, Crucius.
Or is that Crucius the torture one?
Does it matter? Point is, you can puppet me to prison. You okay? You goddamn okay.
We puppeted you
tits.
To prison.
You got me to prison.
Yep.
Okay. Cool.
Stasis you.
My prison's underwater.
Okay. I'll pop out.
How?
How?
No, I mean I'll pop out. Am I still paralyzed?
Damn right.
Yeah.
Okay.
We do not. Yeah. We never unparalyzed you.
So you're just paralyzing me forever.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I'm just one of many pods full of paralyzed wizards
underwater.
Yep.
That is better. I'll give you that. That's great. I mean, ethically fucked, but like...
Okay, well, no, okay, I'm glad. So you're Team Azkaban, but you're bringing up ethical issues with our... No. You shut the fuck up for a second.
I didn't even say anything.
Let me talk you through what you...
didn't even move.
You looked at me, and you looked at me with your dumb eyes, and you're like, Joel, I'm going to interrupt you and say something dumb. I have no time for your shit, Jackson. All right, you're like, oh, Azkaban, I see no problem with it.
Mm.
But paralyzing people and putting them underwater is fucked. You shut up.
Yeah. I haven't...
You shut up too.
Well, fair enough.
Let me explain. I'm on your side.
I had that coming.
Okay, cool,
go on.
I'm on your side.
Okay, let's hear.
All right, Azkaban.
Yeah.
Dementors literally suck the life force out of people.
Mm. But they also just, like, scare them. It's a fear tactic.
And
if you're a wizard in Azkaban, you're like, I'm not breaking out because this Dementors will take my soul.
Yeah, but you're underwater. That's
no, that's your
scary.
Prison,
yeah,
not Azkaban.
Yeah, but Azkaban, stealing someone's soul is far more like ethically fucked than killing them.
Is it?
Yes.
Yeah, oh look, oh great.
Because
yeah.
You're pretty much killing them.
When you're paralyzed, are you still conscious?
That makes it awesome, yes.
Because if so, I'm liking our prison a lot better.
Okay,
they can,
okay.
Yeah, because in their brain, it's just playing over, like maybe guilt will set in.
So let's do a little prison comparison.
Uh-huh.
Okay, comprison. Okay, so you have... comprison. So you have Azkaban, where your biggest threat is the... potential to lose your soul.
No.
Or prison, which is an eternity of hell. As
until
you lie there, unable to move, slowly going insane.
Until you get released.
Yeah. I killed a lot of wizards. I'm not getting released.
Okay, well then who cares?
You put me in for life.
Good.
Yeah, but then why do you care about fucking Death Eaters? Good then as well.
Yeah, but Death
Eaters... Take their souls.
I think I have a lesser problem with the prison than just the justice system. Like, if he's been... If you've been proven to have slaughtered thousands,
sure
I'm happy to kill you. Like, not gonna lie. That's fine.
What Joel else? Emmett, death penalty, bring it back.
Well, it is surprising.
Well, genocide.
No, but it is surprising that in the wizard world, where death is not treated like much of a big deal, you know, Quidditch and what have you, where, like, what, you die? Oh, well.
Yeah.
It is surprising they don't go in for the death penalty. You'd think they'd be all about beheadings and hanging by the neck until
dead. They fucking love their medieval bullshit, so why not?
I don't know why this is the one instance, but I mean, clearly they're not good prisons.
Okay.
Neither prison is
all right.
Great.
What? Okay, yeah. All
our
right.
prison's pretty good.
Our prison is
because
good.
Because if Azkaban, if there's people there that are being released, say
manslaughter.
No,
you were riding your broom. There's a bit of a broom on broom accident.
You're a little bit drunk.
You're a little bit drunk.
Had a bit too much bottle beer.
Yeah,
not
looking,
alcohol,
left,
like
looking left
that.
When you should have looked right. Whatever.
Yeah, yeah. yeah.
Brooms collided.
You're in your prison for 5 years.
Yeah, great.
But in Azkaban, 5 years could potentially be dead within like 3 days.
Well, that's true because the Dementors don't really care.
Dementors,
they'd be like, oh, I just want to make out with you a little, and then you're dead. Well, soulless.
That is misconduct
that
of
is,
justice right there.
That's also. A gross misunderstanding of Dementors.
Dementors, lonely.
Yeah, very sad.
Yeah, Dementors are barely sentient.
Mm. No, they're sentient.
Yeah, but like,
not,
barely...
You couldn't have a conversation.
No.
You could not hold a conversation
well,
with a
Dementor.
When
they
not a
talk
good
about
one.
When Voldemort takes over. Over.
Over.
When Voldemort takes over.
Yeah.
Voldemort takes over. they've pretty much been like, yeah, the Dementors are going to go on Voldemort's side. So they switch sides. So they're obviously, like, cognizant enough to be like, have like a union meeting.
But they also...
And be like, hey, Voldemort's letting us kill people.
We love killing people.
Let's help with that. That's all, that seems
let's
all right.
Have, let's have a vote.
I like that our
Voldemort... Who's raising their hands? All right, that's more than
50%. Hi guys.
Yes.
Yes.
Dementor over here.
Dementor Joel.
Yeah, Dementor Joel.
Your voice is weird.
All right, well, I was just wondering why everyone's whispering, first of all.
Because we're Dementors.
Scared of being caught.
Second of
it's
all...
It's a union meeting. They squished unions.
Not cool with just murdering people. What's wrong? We're meant to be the justice system,
you're
guys.
You're a Dementor. We like...
I always saw us as more like the kind of person who keeps, like, alligators out back.
Yeah.
I like alligators. Dangerous, but it's not really our fault.
Yeah. Well, I think I might... Can I quit?
No. Good luck getting any other job, idiot.
So yeah, being a Dementor sucks. But also Dementors are blind and they just sense people from like their happiness and then feed off it.
Yeah, and if you're in Azkaban, you aren't happy. Yeah.
No, but your
Dementors are like
I'm Voldemort's coming. Look, there's a bunch of happy people over there. I'm giving you free rein to eat.
Oh, I'm hungry.
Like an alligator that you were like, yeah. Here's a whole deer. Would you like to be my friend? And then the guy not giving you deer.
Yeah, fuck
giving you
guy.
Like 10 rabbits. So. My metaphor became confused.
No, I'm on board. I follow.
Many rabbits equals a deer? The Jackson Bailey problem.
Apparently it's over 10.
I like that you said that. Like it was a mathematical... Like, you know, there's this list of like 10 equations nobody's ever solved?
Like...
The Jackson Bailey equation. How many rabbits to one deer? It puzzles us all.
9? 10? 10? 11? No one knows.
We assume around that.
No one's put the effort into figuring it out.
Dementors are somewhat sentient.
But they're a better solution than you
being
are,
unconscious.
You are suggesting torture.
Okay, yes.
No. You are suggesting forever right. torture.
What if they're unconscious, not paralyzed? Unconscious, what? Not paralyzed.
No, that's... Nah.
No, because then they're not a...
Sam, it wants them to go crazy.
Actually, no. Unconscious...
I'm back off board. I'm back on board. Wait, hang on. I'm off board with the paralysis idea because this is kind of cruel
it's
and
just
unusual
torture.
Punishment. It is torture.
You're just torturing them.
So that's cruel and unusual punishment. It's
no,
sucking some
no, they're both
guy's
shit.
Soul out.
I'm not going
that's
on...
That's not that cruel.
No,
it's not that unusual. It's just a thing.
I'm saying they're both
cruel
shit.
Cruel and unusual punishment.
There's got to be a better way. So
punishment.
I can't have a spell where I take away their magic.
Nope, not allowed.
Can I have a bunch of guards that are always there?
I guess you can.
See, no, I feel
like Hannibal Lecter style.
I've...
I'm just using every other movie film and book franchise. It's not Harry Potter.
I want to point out just one last flaw in the paralysis one that I didn't think of until now. Are you just having like one guy doing this spell?
No, the Ministry of Magic will do it.
No, so you're sending people down there whose sole job is just sit in a chair and read the paper and paralyze the guy behind them. The workforce you're going to need.
You paralyze one. Is it you paralyze them once and that's it, yeah?
Yeah. Not
that's not how the curse works.
Is it?
No.
You paralyze them once and then the moment you stop paralyzing, they're up like, fuck you.
No.
So you're going to need
Hermione
a lot of people.
Like paralyzes and stops those little fairy little fuckers.
That's
moving.
Not the curse. That's like a still curse.
Yeah, so
okay,
put the still curse
on
then. And they're like, ah.
I'm sure
moving.
It'll wear
no,
off.
The
spells wear off.
The puppeting one was just to get them, like, because you were like, they just break out of the chains and they kill you. It's like, well, okay, well then we just put a different spell.
Yeah, all right.
We're wizards! We'll sort this shit out!
I'm pretty sure there has to be a wizarding spell to at least block your wizardingness powers. Right? There would have to be.
Even if there is, I'm still shivving the other wizards and I can't yours, I'm paralyzed.
It's okay, we paralyze you,
It's an underground, it's an underwater thing, so if they do break out, good luck swimming,
so basically,
chaps.
Eat some fucking gillyweed.
Damn.
From where?
Nah,
he's smuggled it up my arse.
You know what? I'm giving him this.
The old gillyweed up the bumhole tree.
Or just turn yourself into a fucking shark.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, trans.
Transfigurate yourself.
Well, that's only if you escape.
Transfigurate.
So, no, I fucked up. I'm now the number 8.
That was a dumb joke.
Sure
I'm proud of it.
We rolled with it too, which makes it worse.
Yeah,
but like.
It's okay, paralysis is better. Okay, I'm guessing paralyze and puppet you to get to where you are.
No, because Azkaban has the same issues. Like, you, like, okay, it's in a rock in the middle of the ocean. Yeah. I'm going to turn myself into an eagle and fly away.
All right. Yeah, okay, yeah. No Dementors, because that's just mean.
It's dumb. Things can go too cruel.
All right, aside from the Dementors, say Jackson Bailey, head warden of Azkaban prison, you come to me, you're like, hey.
There's two big problems. There's two big problems.
Well, I've gotten rid of the Dementors. So okay,
one problem. It's just the justice system. Like, everyone needs a trial, and you shouldn't be treating a man like yourself that's murdered thousands of wizards and a man who was drunk, got on his broom and looked left when he should have looked right.
Yeah.
Well, the same.
If you know, I'd probably send him to a minimum security Azkaban.
Is Azkaban for the criminally insane? Or am I just thinking of Arkham again?
I think you're thinking of Arkham Asylum. Again, just a different
Harry Potter film.
Or book series. Story, yeah.
Okay, so
that's
how
Star
about... so Azkaban as is, but without the Dementors.
Yeah, what's the issue?
Well, I feel like...
So everyone's got no wands, right?
Yeah, broken. We got a big old pile of broken wands in the sea.
So can I mute people?
What do you mean?
Like, I'm magically muting them.
I'll allow that.
Okay, because is most spells by voice?
No, you can just think them and they happen.
There's so many dumb rules for fucking magic.
Yeah, think about in the first Harry Potter, before Harry even knows he's a wizard.
He talks to that snake and breaks a pot. Thing,
the glass goes away.
Yeah. Yes.
Breaks a pot? Just like, hey, snake, what's going on? Shh, I broke that pot.
What's that mean? Who knows?
Did you get pot because his last name's Potter? Is that where your thought process went? You're an idiot.
Yeah. That would be dumb. I think I was thinking of Dobby breaking a cake.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is still not a pot.
Okay, so I'm going to silence you so you can't do vocal spells.
Okay.
Okay. My idea is still better. Our combined idea that you bailed on for some reason.
Because of ethical reasons.
What ethical reasons?
So many. You are.
Okay, so you'd be happy with our prison system if once you went in, they injected you with something so that you were paralyzed until you came out again?
If everyone was capable of murdering everyone in the prison just by...
But what if old manslaughter Joel over here came to your
prison
to seek
driven
the same treatment?
I'm a prisoner in my own body. That's terrifyingly...
That's so much worse
than... almost like being in prison.
No, but this is...
In prison, you go into the yard, you have your meals.
And do you think in Azkaban they have a yard?
I would hope so.
There's definitely not.
Then that's just also unethical.
Azkaban is not quite minimum security or maximum security. It's just a lot of solitary.
Well, because the problem with Azkaban is it people can break in and out like that.
Yeah,
like,
it's not
why
that
Why are
great
you allowed rate. Visitors in Azkaban? It's like, ooh, we're all dark and scary, but bring your Gnan.
Okay. One way I'd fix Azkaban.
Hey, Nan, I fucked up.
No visitors. That's one rule. There you go.
Hey, Nan, I fucked up. It's a great phrase.
That's my side podcast.
Yeah, no visitors in Azkaban.
Okay, yeah,
I think
no
that's,
prisoners.
That's one way to fix it.
It's time for an episode of Hey, Nan, I fucked up.
Okay, no visitors.
Uh-huh.
None of that. No
that,
prisoners.
That
no dementors.
Me.
A yard. Okay.
I can't. If I think you are magic and you want to slaughter thousands, there is literally nothing you can do except go cruel and unusual, i.e. paralyze or use dementors, because otherwise they're going to escape. I can't...
I think there's actually a bigger question here.
What?
There's no wizard cops.
No.
Auroras.
No, they're like wizard detectives. No, they are. They
wizard
don't...
cop sounds cool. I'm on board. I'll let you explain yourself.
Because, okay, so if you're an aura, your job is to hunt down dangerous wizards. You're more like a bounty hunter.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? You're not just, like, running a beat around London, making sure people don't commit wizard crimes.
That's true.
Wait, who comes to Harry's house when he... Because remember there's...
Cornelius Fudge. Fucking Prime Minister of Wizards. It's like... Oh, we should send someone to Harry's. He's been using magic illegally. And they're like, send who? And he's like, I'll go. You know, muggles have cops. What have we got?
The Prime Minister.
You, I guess.
Yeah.
There's no cops in Harry Potter.
It's like sending... Oh, but the politicians are like lawyers as well.
So?
So it's sort of like sending...
No, there's no cops. That's the problem.
There's still no average
also,
police officers.
If Henry, the werewolf, just goes on a rampage...
Mm.
Who's stopping him?
Are they just assuming that every wizard is on the same page? It's like, well, you can either stop him from killing you or you deserve to die.
It's
almost as though the reason the wizarding world is so fucking dangerous is because nobody's scared of any kind of justice. They know that either you get away with it, which is the most likely option, or you go to Azkaban when it's just a hell. And if you are going to Azkaban, it's probably for something pretty terrible, not manslaughter. Like,
so where does the manslaughter wizard go?
He just gets away with it.
Are you sure? I feel that there should be another...
Well, don't like a minimum security. I don't think there because is one. You don't even get a fine. They're not like, give me your galleons.
Like, what possible prison could hold a wizard?
And if so that's the thing. I know that
we've passed
this point, but I've tried to say it like four times. I'm going to bring it up now because there's bit of a gap.
There's a lull.
I feel like Dementors were the natural progression because having normal guards in a wizard prison would just end in a massacre.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hey, do you want your spleen to be a little goose?
Well, I'm assuming that
goose
those
inside you.
I'm assuming that the guards would have been wizards, not just like minimum security fuckers.
Say you've got like
Paul Blart Mall Cop.
Kevin, Kevin James with a goose inside him. Like, imagine you're just like tending to another prisoner, and in the cell behind you, you hear someone mutter something, and you just feel goose. This goose.
Yeah, goose's ictus. Like, what?
Oh no!
Not the goose!
Breaks out of your chest, alien piece style, of and shit. Wanders off. What a terrible thing to happen to you, just lying there bleeding out as this goose waddles away like an idiot, shits on the ground.
This is
like flaps its wings like an idiot and doesn't go
This whole
the wizard
I'm
justice
terrified
system
of the wizard
is ruined
because there is no justice. If there was any, there would be a sort of other thing that wasn't Azkaban for like minor petty crimes.
So I guess the issue isn't
even it's just that there's no cops because there's no punishment. If you can't like steal or take away someone's magic, there is no reason where it's like you're going arrested. All right, I'm in jail. Look, I escaped now. Half a dick.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Plus,
I'm on the run now, I guess.
Wizard cops can't really patrol in like cars because wizards don't drive.
Yeah, they have brooms.
So like, you're just like a wizard in the streets of
old
London.
Old officer sawballs. And
you're just walking. You're flying. It just doesn't make sense. If you're walking along the road and you punched another wizard in the back of the head, started a fight, the wizard cops get alerted and he pulls up on a broomstick. All the muggles are going to be like, what is going on?
Maybe you just like grab your wand and stab the dude.
Yeah, I know. You can get away with pretty much anything in the wizard world. The only justice seems to come from the school that Harry's in.
Also, the justice is usually like passive-aggressive angry letters.
Yeah.
Like, for Harry, like, don't do magic, you'll get expelled. What are they going to do when I'm, like, you know, 28 stabbing people with my wand?
Yeah. What happens if Harry gets expelled and keeps using magic?
Yeah.
They're going to be like, well, we're out of punishments. Azkaban!
Is that just, like, it? Just, is
there
nothing
else for the wizards?
Because that's a huge fucking problem. Wizards are just off the chain. Like, you can't do anything.
Wizards are off the chain.
That's another one of my side podcasts.
They can do fucking whatever they want.
It's either
I don't like this. I am very upset.
It's either absolute torture or getting off scot-free. That's what you get. Those are your options. And there was it's just a gamble every time you commit a crime.
Is it just that they're all sort of self-policing because if you fuck up, then there might be a wizard who's going to just attack you anyway? Like, is that
is it like a dog-eat-dog, wizard-eat-wizard world?
Wizard hit wizard world, Harry.
A thumping good one.
Is it that? Because
I honestly can't think of another explanation.
What stops, like, you know, us from like going out and just glocking a guy is, again, I guess, our own morals, but also, you know, punishment.
Mostly just punishment. Cops.
Also, you know, sometimes cops.
And guns are hard to get.
Well, in this country, anyway.
Wizards have wands
wizards
all the
have
time.
Wands all the time. And they could probably get off scot-free. Like, fucking the Time Lord is like, I killed my dad, I'm gonna like transfigure his whole skeleton body into
the
a
Time
bone.
Lord?
You meant Body Crouch Junior.
That's the
Junior.
One.
Okay. Junior. Good. Me and Dusha hear that, we just like look at each other like
about?
What is this?
Body Crouch Junior. He like kills his own dad, he's like, I'm gonna hide that. Just gonna like transfigure that into a bone, and that's fine.
How do you tell if someone's been Avada Kedavra'd or if they've just died of natural causes?
Also, if you kill anyone, just transfigure them into anything, and you're fine.
How good, though, would, as a TV show, like, they look at Muggles and they're like, we need wizard cops. And so they like get the first wizard police force and they just have no idea what they're doing. Like they find a corpse and it's like, how'd he die? They're like, Avada Kedavra? They're like, no, he's no.
He's like, WCPD, yeah. Wizards Cop Police Department.
Like, strangle marks on all of his neck, yeah. I guess.
Did somebody some do sort a of enchantment spell? And he's got like, this hole in his chest and blood's coming out of it. That's a bullet wound.
A bullet?
Oh, what? A what wound?
And a thumping good one.
Do you mean a spell wound?
Who's like, what happens if a wizard... Yeah, gets a gun, just starts shooting people.
The rest of the wizards are going to be like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what
there
to
is...
do.
Wizards.
Wizards are fucked.
Okay, so...
It's not a problem with Azkaban. It's a problem with fucking wizards.
Wizard cops and another prison. They're two easy solutions.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Just
look into it, wizards.
From us to you, look into it.
Look into it. Just find something. Maybe, a stilling thing where you can take away their magic, I guess, would be the best situation.
Find out what organ makes the magic.
Yeah.
Chop it off.
Take it out. It's
probably the spleen. Turn the spleen into a goose.
Yes. Yeah.
On that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I've been Joel, and I'm utterly terrified of the wizarding world now.
Commit crimes.
And check me out of my side podcasts.
Wizards off the chain. Wizards off the chain and...
Hey, Nan, I fucked up.
God.
If you think this show is worth at least a dollar, why not donate to our Patreon account? Follow the links on our website, sanspantsradio.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Sick of being upsold at gyms? My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.